Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
Now, Micheál Martin he's now the Taoiseach again. So congratulations. I'm sure it's settling in now, getting all the departments up and running. And he said he wants to make some sort of a statement, and it's live. So we're just waiting for him to actually come. Oh, we can go over. Yeah, I'm just seeing light at the end of the tunnel. So Micheál Martin, he's standing by, and he's coming towards us now. So let's have a listen and see what he's. This is out of the blue. I don't know what's going on, but it's our Taoiseach anyway. Here he is coming down the steps.
Good morning. For the second time, I am delighted to assume the role of Taoiseach of this country. In my first week going forward, I intend to start as I mean to go on, enacting bold action, which is required immediately. I have just come off the phone with President Donald J. Trump, and the way forward, going forward for this country, is now clear to me. That is why today I am enacting a number of executive orders effective from now. First, from today, all former disgraced members of Fianna Fáil, including Bertie Ahern, Ray Burke and others, will be pardoned immediately and invited to the Mansion House, where they will receive the freedom of the city and the full national apology. Bertie Ahern himself will be the Fianna Fáil nominee for this year's presidential race, receiving my full backing. All former tapes and records of historical Fianna Fáil misdemeanors will be destroyed, including but not limited to Pádraig P. Flynn's vicious ambush on the Late Late Show by the leftist radical scum Gay Byrne. I am today announcing a number of key individuals in serious and important government roles. From today, the hugely successful Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary will be in charge of government efficiency with special responsibility for health and transport. Former CEO of the FAI, John Delaney, will become small business czar. Mr. Delaney will now have his finger in the accounts of every small to medium-sized business in the country. The Dáil Ethics Committee will be, from today, chaired by Tipperary businessman Michael Lowry. Ireland, going forward, we'll go forward into space. The Irish Space Administration will be today spearheaded by Mr. Blind Boy Boat Club. Roy Keane will become Inspector General with a special responsibility for jobs, meaning that if you have a job, Mr. Keane will expect you to do it. Sweeping social changes will need to be made in this country. Henceforth, WFH, or working from home, will be banned. A number of regional changes will come into force immediately. From today, I decree by executive order that native citizens of Cork will be granted full diplomatic immunity, including pardons for any crimes they commit now or in the future. Following on from this, Cork will naturally become the administrative capital of the country, and Cork people will take their rightful place as the truest and purest expression of our genetic heritage. They will park where they want, they will eat and drink what they like, and they will do it all for free. Furthermore, a great wall will be constructed around Cork to prevent the hordes of vicious Kerry scum attempting to pour over our border and poison our blood. Finally, the great JP McManus has agreed that a change in venue is radically required for the Ryder Cup Golf in 2027. Huh? It will now be moved from Adair Manor to Dunmanway Pitch and Putt Club. It's time to make Ireland great again.
Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love. Today.